Hello and welcome to Penalty on the Podcaster, the weekly NFL predicting podcast. This week, predicting week 9 for the 2025 NFL season. Officially, the halfway point of the NFL season. 18 weeks, 9 about to be passed, 9 to go. And, I mean, it's been a good season, it's been a weird season, and it's about to be over, which is kind of sad. And I bring this up every week, but it's just amazing how fast the season goes and how long the off season takes. God, I hate the off season. If the UFL were, like, good. Like, the USFL was okay. The UFL's not that good. So, I kind of wish they were better so there would be some football. But, I mean, the USFL was fun for a bit. Merging with the XFL, in my opinion, was a mistake, but this is not about spring football, this is about real football. So, starting off, we got the Falcons at the Patriots. Now, the Falcons haven't been doing so great this year. They've got 3 wins, but it's going to stay that way. Patriots, shocking, head of their division, and yeah, I think they're going to take it again. Drake May has been amazing. So, Jesse Bates is questionable. Leonard Floyd is questionable, and Casey Washington is out. For the Patriots, Ramondre Stevenson is out. Yeah, Drake May is awesome, and I think the Patriots are going to take this one 31-17. You've got the Chargers and the Titans, and I mean, Chargers still with their offensive line injuries, those haven't really changed that much. Other than that, no real injuries for them. Arden Key for the Titans is out. Calvin Ridley and Jeffrey Simmons and Xavier Woods are also out. But that doesn't really matter. It's Chargers, Titans. Chargers are going to kill them. I think 34-13 for the Chargers, who've been doing quite well this year. And again, Titans' only win has come off the Cardinals shooting them, mag dumping themselves in the foot. So, Chargers 5-3. They started off way better, but again, it's the Titans. Vikings at Lions. Vikings are 3-4. JJ McCarthy is going to start because Carson Wentz's season is over. And I mean, Andrew Van Ginkle is questionable, so he's, you know, up from being out for a couple weeks. Still, injuries don't really factor into this. There's nothing serious enough that would make the Lions not win this game. Like, Kirby Joseph is out, but still. Lions are going to take this win 27-13. Bears at Bengals. Interesting game. I mean, the Bears got crushed by the Ravens. And the Bengals, Bengals been doing all right with Joe Flacco. They're 3-5, so they're not doing well. But they could come back. They could rebound. The Bears, I mean, the Bears still have a winning record. I'm really not sure who's going to win, but I think the Bears overall have, well, not really, because the Bengals receivers are way better than the Bears. So, I think actually the Bengals are going to win this game very narrowly, though. I mean, they are coming off of giving the Jets their first win, but it was a close game by 1 point. So, I think Bengals 20-17, but definitely could go either way. And then Colts at Steelers. I think it'll be a close game, but 24-17 for the Colts. 49ers at Giants. I mean, Kem Scadboo's foot fell off. That's the end of the Giants season. 49ers coming off a loss to the Texans. Like, come on, man. But they're going against the Giants, and I think they'll have a pretty easy time with it. Probably 24-10. And then we have the Panthers at the Packers. The Packers are going real throwback. And I think they're going to win this game. They just came off of beating the Steelers. So I think Packers going to win 30-10 against the Panthers. And then we have the Broncos at the Texans. The Texans are the best scoring defense in the league, which is really, really interesting. The Broncos are one of the better teams in the league. I think it's going to be a good match, but in the end, I think Broncos are going to get the win 27-21. Next, we have the Saints at the Rams. Rams coming off the bye week. Most importantly, Puka Nacua is coming back. He will be playing this game. The Rams have been waiting to get him off of injury. So Puka Nacua back means big things for the Rams and also my fantasy team. So for the Saints, Alante Taylor and Rashid Shaheed are questionable. And for the Rams, Darius Williams is questionable. Again, Puka Nacua being back is something to be celebrated for the Rams. So I think they're going to win. So the Texans are the top scoring defense in the league. Second best scoring defense are the Rams. And the Rams also have the second best pass rush in the league, generating 26 sacks, also in one fewer game than most other teams. So they also just traded for Roger McCreary for about 3 cents. And really, corner was the worst position on the Rams defense. Really good linebackers with Spates and Landman. Really good defensive line, Verse, Young, Fisk, and Turner. Pretty good safeties, Curl, Kitchens, and Lake. Terrible corners with Akella Witherspoon out and Emmanuel Forbes, one of the worst corners, starting corners in the league. Really good to get Roger McCreary in. And honestly, on this game, it's pretty influential. The Saints even benched Spencer Rattler. So, you know, they have this new guy starting for them, Tyler Shough. Really a nobody. So I think the Rams are going to have a bit of fun with this. Maybe not to the point that they did in Jacksonville, but still a bit of fun. I think 31-7. And then we have the Jaguars at the Raiders. I mean, the Jaguars have been looking pretty good. They've not been doing so well lately. They started 4-1, and then they are now 4-3. So they've dropped their last two games, but they've been to good teams. So, you know, we'll see how this one goes. This is not a good team. This is the Raiders. So I think the Jaguars are going to find the win 21-9. I mean, the Raiders are terrible. And Geno Smith is terrible. So, really, I don't expect them to do much. The only bright spot there is Ashton Jeanty. Rest of the team, nothing there. Then we have the Chiefs and the Bills. This is a pretty good game. The Bills lost two straight. Then they went to their bye week and then came back and demolished the Panthers. James Cook went off. So, I want to see how this turns out. I think the Bills definitely have a shot, but can't bet against Patrick Mahomes going against the Bills. So, I think the Chiefs are going to win. Probably some crazy shenanigans going on, 31-28. And then, Seahawks at Commanders. The Commanders are 3-5. They've had a rough go at it with, you know, their starting quarterback, Jaden Daniels, being injured, but he's back. So Marcus Mariota has lost most, if not all, of his starts. And the Seahawks have been doing well, 5-2, coming off a bye with Sam Darnold. I think it'll be a hard-fought game. And I think the Commanders have a shot at victory. But I'm going to go with the Seahawks right now. I think Seahawks 24-20. And for Monday Night Football, we have the Cardinals at the Cowboys. I mean, the Cardinals are 2-5. They lost an unlosable game. And the Cowboys haven't been doing so well, but Dak Prescott's been looking good. CeeDee Lamb is back. They look like they could, you know, end up potentially coming back to take a wild card spot towards the end of the season and the postseason. So I definitely think the Cowboys are going to win this. I remember, for some reason, I have this weird memory about it. The Cardinals in 2021 started off real hot, and then after, like, in the second half of the season, they went, like, 1-6. And I think they ended up, I think, 11-6. I think they went 10-0 at some point. And, or maybe not, but they, or I think they went 9-1. And then they went like 1, they went 1-5 or something like that. I mean, complete back of the half of the season collapse. And the only team they beat in that stretch was the Dallas Cowboys. So I've actually pulled up the Cardinals, and it does look like they went, I mean, they were doing very well for themselves. And, but, again, back of the season, they collapsed, and they've done it, I think, a couple times since. So, but for some reason, I just have that one weird memory of the Cardinals, their only win in that stretch being the Cowboys. So, but anyway, I think the Cowboys are going to win this quite handily. They've been missing Micah Parsons. Would be nice if they didn't trade him for nothing. But I think, yeah, Cowboys going to win 28-14. And that will do it for this week. The teams on bye are the Browns, the Jets, the Eagles, and the Buccaneers. So that will do it for predictions for week 9 of the 2025 NFL season. I hope you've enjoyed this installment of Penalty on the Podcaster. You'll hear more of me next episode.